Shammai Oimer. Shammai, the second to Hillel, right? The second of the group.
You speak to my office.
Shammai Oimer, Asay Peros Chachnai. Has three things to tell us, just like everybody else, right? Three points. Asay Peros Chachnai. Number one, Amor Ma'at Basay Harbei. Number two, that makes it very difficult to speak about this Mishnah. Amor Ma'at. Please stop.
Lem Devitoyer.
What?
Lem Devitoyer.
Oh, good. Thank you.
No, he's taking it from Avram.
Shit. Good. So it's not about Devitoyer. Devitoyer, you can talk a lot. So we can continue. Thanks. You saved the day.
What?
You saved the day. I was
just
like a kebab. Yeah. Devi Makabu is them to save upon him yokos. They say a joke that if you Makayim the first, they'll bring you to Makayim the second. Bring the second, they'll bring you to Makayim the third. If you learn Torah, so that will teach you that things aren't so simple. So be careful what you say. And if you stop saying so much, be able to use your mouth for purposes of Makabu Chalom Seva Palam Yochas. Because if not, before, as soon as you meet him, before you give him a smile, you're already giving him a drosha. So before you give him the drosha, Makabu Chalom Seva Palam Yochas. Okay, that's a nice connection, which is good for a joke. But what we need over here, as an explanation, like in all of the Mishnayos, the relationship, each one, first of all, understanding each point on its own, the relationship between them, and, as we said, we learned in all of the groups, in all of the Zugos, so we had the first one was Ahava, and the second one was Yir. The first one was always the Nasi, Hillel, where in Hillel was obvious the Divrei Ahava, that came from the Tzad Ahava, of Hillel was easy. I mean, the thing that I know you're showing, reading, showing, that was outrageous. But this is supposed to be the Makbil, the second half. It's supposed to be the Chelek HaYira. Especially the third part of the Mishnah doesn't seem to be, it's on the wrong, the classical mistake of understanding Shammai. Shammai is referred to in Chazal as a Kapton. So the picture of a person is a Kapton. What's the picture that you get? Stern face, Jew. Always making sure who's stepping on a line. You know, like Shoter or something. And you have a picture of a Mashkiach like this. And now I'll smile. That's from. That's the classical picture that we have. Primitive idea of what does it mean a Kapton. So, Shammai, of all people in the world, who is the Avtipus Kabdon in the positive sense of Chazal. So what does he have to tell us about? Makabel is Kol Olam, the Seva Panim Yochas. Always, all times, in all places, in all circumstances, no matter what your life is.
That's a lesson.
What's going on in your stomach? What happened at work? How little sleep you got during the night? Kol Adam, the Seva Panim Yochas, always. Every Makabel, this person who always smiled. He was always smiling. Isn't it? Hillel wasn't always smiling. But Shammai always smiled. Seems something, don't it? I'm like going to write to Snoram the Flaga. And this is the Kabdani. Shammai, Kabdani. So it's supposed to be a stern faced fellow. But it's all these smiles on the head. On the wrong side. So the Maral explains in very beautifully the Mishnah that all of this Mishnah is in fact a very classical description of the Torah of Shammai, who was the Mashlim of Hillel. He was the second half. He completed the picture of what Hillel presented. And as Hillel's Milo was Avnibus, Shammai's Milo was Kabdonis. Shammai's Milo was Kabdonis. That's not something that we usually relate to as a mitzvah.
Usually
relate to that as just that people are good for maybe detailed work, you know, type of people have to be involved in maybe accountants or something, you know, architects, you know, all the details are exactly just right.
Meticulous.
What?
Meticulous.
Yeah, all the this. But most people who are not of that type don't enjoy the company of these people so much. It's not there. So usually you see it as a very negative. Meaning that Hillel is the much more the standard Mahalach, which is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And therefore, Shammai's way is much more dangerous, much more difficult, it's easy to fall off the cliff very easily. And therefore, it's not for everybody. But, at least for Shammai itself, this Mishnah is coming to teach us the Yesodos of Torah's Kabbalas. So point number one that Shammai has to say is that although the Maila of Hillel, of Anius, of the Mevater al Midosav, the Mavel al Midosav, Mavel al Tolcho, only 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, the Ramchal explains that Rosh Hashanah is Din, very tough, very tough. We have to get through on Din, it's going to be very, very difficult. But it's Din, there's no... The way that we have to succeed on Rosh Hashanah is there are ways that the Din itself is Mechayit, that it should be, a person should be Nidon Berachim. Stam Rachim unrelated to Din doesn't exist on Rosh Hashanah. Kippur, Rosh Hashanah is Din. You want Rachim, it has to come from Din. How do you get Din on Rachim? How do you get Rachim from Din? So, Mida connected Mida. The Din says that if a person is noyeg berachim to others, he's ma'aval midoysof, he's not ma'aval. So the Din is mechayim. Yes. Din Shemayim should also be noyeg with berachim. So now, Paul explains who it in all other forms that the Torah, that the Rishonim set up that causes this effect, will have this effect, and one of that's the union of Shofar. Shofar, that was disobeying. So that's all Hillel studying. That's the Maila of Marvel and Yisrael. So Shammai has to come and explain to us that there's a second side to the coin. And point number one is Asei Toyoska Kla. When you're talking about Al Machavero, you're talking the world of Midois. The more a person is Maila on Midoisa, the greater the Maila. But when you're coming to talk about Torah, keeping her mitzvahs, no monkey business. No. More or less. It wasn't exact, it's not really the hechsher I use, but don't want to compare anybody's feelings. I have a Seder now, yeah, but this one needs me, and that one needs me, and this is a very important thing to do, and that, but if a person is going to set up his life, that when there is nothing else doing, then he's going to learn. The only way that a person can establish himself in Olam Hazeh, such that he can enter Olam Haba, and get into Baksis, get into a respectable place in Olam Haba, the person has to be Torah Kva, has to be Ikki. The Ovis of Nosim explains this idea. It's very chayif. He says, "Kol ha'isa atzmai." Here it is. Kol ha'isa divrei Torah ikur v'derech eretz tovel. Every person has different responsibility in the world. The person makes his Torah his main interest, where his heart is, where his interest is, and his derech eretz is quite all of the responsibilities of life, panosa. Everything that goes into running normal life, Tofel, the secondary. So Eisen Eise Iker Ba'ilam. But Derech Eretz, Derech Eretz Iker, the Divet Eretz Tofel. I throw in a little salt also. It's in Tere too. But Eisen Eise Tofel Ba'ilam. Even if you're going to get there, you're going to get to somewhere standing room only. Person will do the kind of mitzvah, kind of halach. The Torah by him is not an ikur. Not kavua. Even you get to the magor, the situation is going to be rough. Therefore, Shammai says that if a person wants to succeed, he needs to have a very strong backbone, strong willpower, to establish Torah against all odds, against all obstacles. As soon as a person makes a case, all the Yetzirahs from all the sides and all the forms come together to knock that down. Anything but that. Go on to this year, do this one day, another one. But every day you have something that you're going to do, you say you're in, out, no monkey business, that the Yetzirah doesn't like that at all. Because that changes a person's whole status. Makes him a benefit of Abba. Makes him a whole different ballgame. Say, that's why Shammai tells us, you're going to be the nice guy, he's always trying to make everybody happy. Weakly, bend over backwards for everybody. That's great in other areas, but when it comes to Torah, Tabdi. It's to be like a stick, it's to be a barzel. Person is a strong Lashon Chazal, a person wants to be big in Torah, has to Achim Yav Zori Al Ishta Yavono Ki Torah. There are times when a person has to be against all the person would think. No, this is my Kriyas. These are my, even if it's in time-wise, less time. I work and I spend time at home, whatever it is, take 10 hours a day. And only have time to learn 2 hours a day. Those 2 hours can be the ikur. If a person makes for himself the whole time that he's working and he's doing his other responsibilities, he sees it as a responsibility. He can enjoy his responsibilities, but that's not his chayim. It's not, you can say, kihim chayim uzoyach emin. If my life is the Torah that I learn, but I have to make a living, I make a living. But kihim chayim uzoyach emin, a person lives that. So it could be 2 hours a day, Thursday evening. But a person who can learn all day. But the Iker is what gets home. He needs good sandwich, eggs, salami, everything. Waiting for this spaghetti. And food, or something else. Pretty minimal time-wise. But the interest and how much chiyus it gives him. He had the whole time he's waiting there. Mosa Yigir, Hashem. So, Fas Hashem, he can make his whole Torah through the day with the amounts of that. That's all alright. The Kra is lunch time. Some people have their Kra in day. Again, it doesn't matter how many hours. Some people need more hours to sleep, some need less hours to sleep. The question is, are you in bed? Being time, you have enough credit to go on with life? Okay. Or do you get up until it's enough time that you can go back to sleep? Okay. Between sleeping, you have some other things you have to do. But, some people are crying dead. There's some agents that are particularly subject to these problems, certain stages in life. But a person has to be very careful that all of the responsibilities and the needs of a person are important, and they should find their place. But the question is, what carries the greatest interest in the person? Who is Iker? And everybody, as a neshama, kihem chayinu v'chimeinu, said by every Jew. So why do some make it and some don't? Some people feel the Iker, and some people, if they're honest with themselves, they don't feel it so much. It's not because they're of a different type or a different level. It says that they have allowed themselves to be washed over by all of the needs and requirements and desires of the world, and that's overtaken the feeling of Kihim Chayim. This was Paro's old trick. What does a person want? This one is freedom. Evid, it's fine. What does he want? Freedom. If you give him a second to think about what's going to happen, is going to freedom. That's his biggest need. Get him working all the time. He's really involved. So, what's he going to have his thinking? How am I going to get this brick done? How am I going to make sure I have enough bricks done that he's not going to hit me? And that's what he's going to think about. And that'll go the next step. Why the hell do I have to make bricks? Why should he hit me if I'll hit him? The person starts thinking that. What am I living for? I work in order to eat. I eat in order to work. Sleep in order to work. Work in order to sleep. Where am I in all of this? Paro doesn't have to come in the force of a dictator. Paro could be our own selves, our own lifestyles. We can become a dictator over ourselves. And we run around circles. We spend our daily activities, which we require to. There's no way out of it. Everybody has to eat. Everybody has to sleep. Everybody has to make a parnasa. Whatever you have to do, you got to do. But what is it? Is it a tuffel that will bring you the opportunity to do the yikr, even if it's a short period of time? Or is it taking a person over? The only way to break out of this is kvah. Straight, strong, no moving. Right, stand up to everyone. This is my time I learned. Everybody else will have to work their way around my schedule. Now, I'm not talking about extremes. There's always an exception to every law. We're talking about the kriyas, not the mikre. The person knows, and generally when a person puts down such a rule and lives so the family members around him, whatever people have to deal with him, learn to respect it and learn to work around it. It's only when it's not his interest that, it's my start. Right. When it's his interest, so then it gets a little weak. He's a little too tired, a little this. If he gives up because he's a little too tired, because he's a little not feeling so great, any little excuse and it's gone. So then when somebody else needs him, some family member or somebody needs him, they say, no, this is my time, you can't pay. They're not going to buy that. If a person shows, first of all, for himself, demands of himself every day, say that this is the most important part of the day, you don't give it up for anything. The people who respect it, people who honor it, will try their best to work around it and see how to assist the person. Of course, exceptions. Exceptions are always exceptions. Yes. The Shammai tells us if you want to succeed, and this is mamish in Olam Haba, and what makes or breaks it in the bottom line. You need a strong backbone, you need to be a captain. So that's number one, that Shammai has to teach us, that each person needs to learn from Shammai. The second thing that he says is a more ma'at ha'sehadeh. Now this is a very, very interesting idea. The simplicity of this idea is a question of a nevus, which again would have been belonged in Hillel's department. A person is in a situation to help, to assist somebody. So he comes, the situation presents itself, and he starts shooting off his mouth. He says, I'll do this for you, I'll do that for you. Here, let's get involved, and he's all excited. He means all of it. He means it all. So the first understanding, simple understanding, that Aniva says that even if you mean all of that, and you're planning to do it, don't talk about it, do it. Talk about it. Let's say you say, do it. I'm warm my heart, I say. But again, that would not be in Shammai's mission, that should be in Hillel's mission. What Shammai is, Abdon is teaching us over here. So the Maral here explains again to himself this idea very nice. So there's another reason why Mohammed must say okay. So again, a person is this is strength of character, self-control. A person is rolling himself in, holding himself in to make sure that he does what is right. What's the problem? When a person comes against a situation, it's a difficult situation, something's happened, and here he has an opportunity to be of assistance, to play a role. And he sees all the things that can be done. He's getting very excited that here he has a chance to help, and how much good that can come out of it. And we'll do this, and we'll do that. And starts speaking a lot. Let's do this, let's do that. The original desire, the rotzon, the yisoidus, the slavus, that a person has, if he lets it get out of his mouth in speaking, it's like a steam press, something that works on steam. You have to build up the pressure. You know, if you build up that pressure and you let it right out right away before, nothing productive is going to come out of it. You have a lot of steam, and the machine's not going to work. There's no pressure. All of that is lavas, all of that desire to help, you have to hold it inside. So that will be a force, a koyach, that will motivate a person to go through the difficulties, the process of bringing out things to actualize what needs to be done. So Shammai says, watch it. You have to know that this world's not an easy world. Great desires, as I said, the path to Gehenna is paved with good intentions. Very often a person in all of his labos, they say a person running to good to do a good deed, and he bumped over and knocked over three people on the way. Good intentions, in a worse case, even for a person so interested in helping, he doesn't realize what his limitations are. And he's trying so much to help that he's gone beyond where he's productive. And a lot of times he can end up doing more damage than good. So the first thing that you have to do when the urge gets you, when you have a whole service that you want to help, is pull on the reins, strong, robot. Hold it. Don't make any statements. Don't make any quick pledges. Take it. You have to say something and warm up. That's the minimum what's necessary. Raise your hand, I'll help. Don't make any speeches. I'll help. Where do we start? They have to try right away to move into the active mode. Go do. Keep the pressure inside. Keep the cellulose, keep the slavos, and let it come out in a ball of steam. A lot of people who have very good ideas, and they come to a realization that they want to improve themselves. They want to improve others around them. They want to improve the community. And as soon as they've recognized the problem, and they verbalized it, feel satisfied. Problem's taken care of. I've explained what's wrong, made clear the position, and I've expressed the desire to improve it, and I feel a lot better. And then I go back to sleep. Let it out to say, a more habe, then even the math you're not going to do. Kachi dachar shal shalai. Dachar shal tzadikim, I can learn from them. Situation arises, size of the situation, decide what they can do, and they go do it. Start doing it, and they continue doing it as long as the situation still enables further activity. Then, in the end, I say, I'll be. It's up to do a lot. You know? This is Shammai telling us you need self-control. You have to pull in the reins. Don't let yourself get overtaken by the slavas. You have to get back to safe from running there, controlling, and do. So this is Shammai again speaking kadonis. Person has to hold down his slavas, hold down this desire to express him or not. Well, let's say the minimum of required. That's the end of it. What do we do with the third one? Where's the kabdonis and smiling? Until we have a real understanding
about his tendency to go let out all his negative impulses because he doesn't feel good.
So here's a very interesting idea. Rav explains it a little bit deeper. He says it's like this. In Hillel's Torah, this is something that you can see, you can notice. In Hillel's Torah, of being ma'aral midoisav. So a simple thing that a person really should understand the other person should not ever be a subject of any importance. I came out of my house, I'm walking to shul, I meet my neighbor and he's all grumpy. In Hillel's Torah, nobody has any room to get insulted. Nobody has any room to take it personally. Obviously, I had a fight with his wife. Obviously, he got a nasty letter. His mother-in-law called him up at 5 in the morning. Something happened. Kids were up all night. Something happened. Nothing personal. It's because of something internal by him that was bothering him. He didn't even notice. He was too involved in what he was doing. He didn't even notice that I walked by. I said, good morning, didn't you? Nothing to get insulted about. When Hillel says, Ma'aral midoisav, it's talking about when a person comes and insults you. That's coming out when a person did something really bad to you and you have to... He did bad to you and you're going to fix it up. That's Ma'aral midoisav. But somebody walked by because he had a good reason to be upset, he was a little too grumpy, and he didn't greet you nicely. There's no such subject. Minimal pages like that. Shammai says that's true mitzad the makabah. Person who should have received the smile and didn't, of course, Hillel is correct. That he has no reason to be makabah on such a thing. He should understand his friend's situation, even if he doesn't know exactly what's going on. To be down the chatzkus, there must have been something, not take a personal insult. But he, Shammai, is telling you, but because that the other person has no business getting insulted, in Shammai's Torah, that's no excuse. That's no excuse. Shammai was never to give a person an opportunity to feel bad. Because not everybody realizes even what they're thinking. You walk by the neighbor, instead of saying good morning nicely with a smile, grumbles something under his breath that may be mistaken to be good morning, you're not sure. And the person walks into the house feeling bad. He doesn't even know why. He isn't even connected so that he would like to hear a nice, warm good morning from the neighbor. Just that he comes back into the house and he's not smiling good. He's already not so happy himself. What happens? I don't know. Pretty soon, sometimes you can watch yourself and catch yourself. If you're in a good mood, you're working everything great, and all of a sudden, mood changes. Something happened wrong. And then you think, what happened? What happened? And very often, it's this kind of thing. You met somebody that you expected to give you a very warm welcome, and didn't pay attention. Well, it doesn't have to be anyone. Called up somebody on the phone. And you thought you'd have a nice friendly conversation for 5 minutes, and the person is very polite, but very business-minded, got the information that he needed and said, goodbye, he's busy, when he hung up, and you were expecting something else. Come home and see it on the kids, walk in the door. How many children you have, that's how many people walk over from your intention, that's one point. And what do they want? Someone wants to show you what the Ganena did, and this one wants to show you what they learned today, and this one wants to show you what they built with the Lego, right? And so, right? And the wife wants to tell you about the telephone call they had or something. All of this simultaneously. I am. Each person just wants recognition that they exist, and that they're important to you. Give them a nice warm smile, pat on the back. How are you doing? That's great. That's beautiful. I want that Lego thing. And within seconds, you can have everybody get their apples home, everybody's happy. Okay? But, if you cast the soul, this one, you're very involved. It's an email that has important information, I told about the important phone calls that came in, and you're going to be keeping this matter. Destroyed. What happened? Abba didn't say hello, but, big important phone calls, very pressing issues. Wife tells you they have these phone calls, people are calling you, they're looking for you all day. Very important things, pressing issues, you better call back right away. And you have to hear out exactly what the message is. And Lego just didn't. 1 minute, you turn around and yell at the kid. Don't you see I'm speaking to Ima? That's not the Cheres. Wait till I finish speaking to Ima. One kid rolls out of the room, and within a very short period of time, something breaks. Two kids have a fight. Something with all atmosphere in the house, something whatever rules that you have going all of a sudden don't seem to carry any weight anymore. Then you have an opportunity to get angry. That's great. What you do? You didn't look at the Lego. What do I do? I just want to smile. But there's pressing issues. This, again, Shita Shama, he tells you there are things that need pegus. A person with a korach, self-control, importance, even on something that seems not so important, you can objectively even be right. Each person needs that tzimus lev. Each person needs their warm greeting. Each person a famous story of the Kibbutz Musa. It was before in the days of Yom Neroyim. The person was very involved in the Kahar Adin, Amos Adin, Yom Neroyim. And we met him in the street, and there was a very serious blow from a little Rebbe in a serious tone. So I told him off. He says, "Why so serious about it?" "Yom Adin." "So what's the matter?" "Because maybe this is for toy. Okay, somebody's not going to like it." "Did I make you do it with the toy?" "I didn't make you do it with the toy." "So why do I have to suffer because you're a fake?"
That wasn't the point.
I know. I'm a human being. You meet like a veg. I don't know if you're trying to have to be in the prison like a veg. People tend to get involved, they should get involved, in understanding what the human realm are, use it the wrong way. And instead of using the pressure in a positive, productive form to bring a person to tshuva, there's a more of a feeling that I must be doing something, I must do something about it, it's a serious time. I really don't know exactly what to do, so instead I just raise the pressure. Now everybody feels tenser, and all the nerves are a little taut. One of the very, very crucial avoiders of Yom Neroyim is a good sense of humor. You have to break the tension, make it normal. It's very serious, to the point that you lose. One can't get out of hand, you're getting over tense, and it's not in the productive form. That's going to bring people close to the bench, just going to make them tense between themselves. On the rowing time, there's a lot of fights between husbands and wives.
Really?
Yeah. Neighbors, a lot of.
Why?
Hell, because people are very tense in the rowing.
You tell me they really feel it.
What?
And people really feel it.
I'm telling you, the people who know that they should feel it, but they're not going to have a positive outlook because they're not applying it properly.
Yeah.
So they get a little nervous about it. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur itself, it's especially true. People, the nasim is well known, the tainis, but people nervous. Have to watch these special times. The Shammai is telling us, Makdi, there's something that has to come. There's a kipeda. Right? I will never greet a person that nicely. Always, under all circumstances, regardless of what's going on in my kishkas, regardless of who he is, and what he did to me yesterday, and what my mother-in-law did to me, what my kid did to me all night, and how much I slept, or I didn't sleep, and how good my bank account is looking today. Whatever problems I have on my head, that's not his problem. He always, in all circumstances, whoever he is, deserves a warm greeting. So again, this is Shita Shammai.
This whole not like him.
What? That's what he's saying. But Hillel, where his Yisrael is my realm, so this I want to clarify. They're usually different personality types, and there are advantages and disadvantages in each side. But there's also, say, in the area of sensitivity. It's also, take any two people, it's like any person that you'll choose, and you'll find that if you ask all of his friends, all people know, you ask them, is this person a sensitive person? So some people will say yes, and some people will say no.
I mean, they usually shut it up, connected themselves.
Either that's one reason, and the other reason is because every person has certain things that he's very sensitive to, and certain things that he can be
he can get easily.
And even if they're wrong, everybody has their points, their different points. The general rule is that something that I'm good at, I don't have such a good capability of acceptance in others.
Accepting others what?
Who are bad at it.
Yeah.
A person who's always got an emes. So he sees it as such a dover koshe that the emes, if a person gives a little white lie, totally, you get it. Why? Whatever each midah that a person has that he's a little better in, usually there's a klal also in general sensitivity and not lack of sensitivity and so forth. To the degree that I'm sensitive, so I'm also sensitive to other people's feelings. I know to be ma'aral midaysov, either because of the ma'aral midaysov, or because of the chesaron that if a person is not margish. But either way, whichever, if he's a person who's insensitive, so then he won't be sensitive to others either.
I'm saying according to Beis Hillel, he's supposed to be a captain.
So Beis Hillel, who's teaching not to be a captain, so Shammai is telling us that if you take that to the extreme, you're going to make a mistake also. Because then you're going to know that this is simple kind of thing. It's closer that a person has no reason to get insulted. And if we would have a world of Beis Hillels, where nobody would ever get insulted and everybody would always understand the other one, then it wouldn't be as important to be always in the Kabbalah for long to save up on the others. Because even if I make a mistake once, I'll be overly involved in myself. He certainly will understand. And I have to be so concerned what's going to be. But the Shammai has to explain to us that there is only one Hillel. Generation. There may be many Beis Hillels, there may be many Talmidim of Beis Hillel, but you can never assume that way. You can never lay back and take it easy and say, oh, I didn't mean it. I would never get insulted with such a thing. Right? I wasn't out there. No, there's a requirement to an extreme. It's really a bit of an extreme. Call other things. I'm not always in the situation. I'm not always feeling it. I'm not in the mood. Not to this type of person, I don't like him. He's not the kind of person I like so much. The people I like, generally you see this in classes or in other, any type of community, people. These people are attracted to their like types, their friends too. And then there's other people, not one way or the other. Hard, nice, you know, hello, morning. It doesn't excite me one way, it doesn't get on my nerves. There's some people that just get on my nerves. Don't like that type of person. I wish there wouldn't be that type of people in the world. So to him I have to greet him nicely too? Bad enough it exists. If I allow him to exist in my world, he should please be as polite as not to cross my path. But if he does cross my path, to greet him. No exceptions. This is strong, the strength of willpower of Emes, of Shammai, the strength of Emes. No exceptions. Always. Constant. Kua. Kabo Kolo, that he said about Emes. The biggest facet, biggest, yes, I say, smiles teeth. Are catching.
What? He doesn't want to say white teeth are more than.
It's a pillar. If you go into our, I saw a grandpa was home, saw him do it many times. He was talking this. There are situations in families, in times of stress, of sorrow, where beyond the need of the availers to say, can't see that, or there was a sickness, or something, and everybody's down because there's something going on. So people think that when you're down, you have to be grumpy. Because if you're not going to be grumpy, you're going to smile. And what are you smiling about? The situation. You know? Nice, happy. So everybody gets on each other's nerves at times of stress. So you always need somebody there to
break it up.
Break it up and solve the situation. Very important role, always in the situation, and all it requires is smile. To make loud, noisy jokes, which may not be fitting. I'm not talking about a person who's at the shiva, the place, but even then, person within the family, not the availing, within the family, person has to know also to put back the matzav ruach, general collective matzav ruach, on a healthy stance. There are cases where you should know from them that nothing happened, but there's fear. There's some stress because maybe this, maybe that. To know how to bring down the tensions. And this is well known, that one of the times when people get very on each other's nerves is times of simchas. Everybody should be happy. Everybody's too important. What's going to be if things going to work out right? If the right people are going to get the right kibbutzim, if people are going to be seated at the right place, the chair. There's all kinds of very serious, important problems that are going to go on here. And by the time they finish, they miss the chasna because they're too involved. So important things. There's somebody come in and to make happen, just to give. And it's a pillow that these things are catchy. You can do it. You can change your mood. A person who wants to be dominant and come from the dafka to come in and change your mood, you'll see. You want to close like that. All of a sudden, the whole atmosphere changed. And it was all behind the scenes. Nobody even realized who did it. Except for the person. That's a more ma'at, the se'avei. How? One of the biggest ways how you do a more ma'at, the se'avei, is smiling. Situation, instead of having to work out all of the tensions and pick everything up, make a lighter matzav ruach, everything takes care of itself. Nobody knows that you did anything, only that you fixed up anything. Yeah. So I just have to take the initiative. There's nobody exactly knows what's going on, and there's nobody exactly in charge, so nothing exactly is going the way it should. So, what place is this family of cities? There are situations where it's not giving orders. Do with a smile. Again, everybody wants things to work. Should clock. Should go the way it is. Nobody exactly is supposed to step up the initiative. Say ma'at. Just give orders. You do this. Do a stabbing. A more ma'at than stabbing. Again, just like work, get things rolling, get things the way it should be. There's one here, that one there. Nobody even knew that you did anything. Not to make waves. No shouts, no raise your voice, no orders. You don't need to have general stars. Everything the way it is. This is the klal that Shammai is teaching us. That a person has to be always in control of himself, control of the situation. But always be mechabel as kol adam, the saver of the office, even if somebody comes very late for this year. Always mechabel then, the saver of the office. Happy to have you.
It's a Torah. First part of the mission saves it.
Okay. Shammai Oimer, we're learning the Mishnah, say Teroskos Kvar, and more ma'at v'aseh habay, then in Makabal, as kol avim v'aseh v'ponim yavas. Another interesting point that we have in this Mishnah is the end of the groups who had the Zugnis. We had the Mesiras HaTorah, we had in the beginning Moshe, Kibbutayr, Sinai, so Yeshua, with the five first stages. Then we have the five zugos that we just learned. This is the fifth from the last. Very interesting, the Chassid Yavetz points out that there's a hagbola between the last and the first. What is one of the first things that would end all in the beginning of the process? We learned that Gimel Amudim, Torah, Avoida, and Gimel Hasodah. So Yavetz explains that these Shammai is explaining, summing up It has a cloud at the beginning, a cloud at the end. Shammai corresponds to these two, to these three, excuse me, klolim. I say to her, Skokva, that corresponds to the Mudah Torah. And more ma'at, but I say habay, this is the Yisrael of Avodah. Have to do. Talking about it, I said, do. Do what you have to do. That in all difficult situations, in all 10 situations, if you remember this inside, the way you start off the conversation. First thing I heard this once, clout. Actually from a businessman, I heard it from a businessman, but it's a beautiful insight. I don't know where he got it from. It's a beautiful insight. Whenever you meet a person, the first thing that you look for is a common denominator. Look for something that you agree on. And if you can find something that he thinks that you didn't agree on, and you can show him that no, you do agree, it's even better. Now we're friends. You think that way, I think that way. You didn't think I think that way, and here I'm allowing myself to you, I think the way you think. It could be on one small area of the issue. Now there's a problem, the 90% that we disagree on, we'll work it out. Because the ground rules are down. We're not working on happy grounds, we're working on common grounds.
This is usually a situation that you're trying to make up with a person?
Whatever, all situations, even business. Right? He's out to get you, you're out to get him.
Yeah.
Trying to get higher prices, trying to get lower prices. If you know that the difficulty of the negotiations is going to be on the area of prices, so start the discussion on delivery dates. And you know that he has a good delivery system, you can get it to your own time. Says, listen, before we start, you have to know, number one, right? That's very important by me. I need that as soon as I put in the order, I get the stuff, I can rely on it. I'm going to get it within a short period of time, no problem. That's it. Again, that's more important. That's number one. And I says, you should know, you came to the right address. We're experts in that. We have this whole system. And he tells you about the beauty of this. And that's the way he works out his delivery system. The best in the market. So I say, some people think, you know, giving him his ace card, it feels, it's worth it. Let's make him feel on the up and up. Give him common ground. So now he feels, oh, we're together. So now we have a small problem. Price. We'll work it out. You go up a little. No, we'll work it out.
Every situation you have
to come the other way around.
Every situation you have a common ground to work with.
So that's the problem. Yeah, there is always common ground. Always have to find. There's nothing black and white. Never, I think, black and white. There's nothing black. Sometimes you have to be good. You have to look for it.
It's not so easy.
Now, what's the usually problem is not because it's not so easy. It's because a person is so wrapped up in finding... What happens if you know that you're going to have a conversation with somebody that you have a problem with? So, on the bus, on the way there, the night before, instead of going to sleep, you're going through your mind, he's going to say this, and that's so wrong, because I'm going to say that. And he's so wrong, because I know that he thinks like this, but that's not true, and I'm right again, and I'm right again, and you convince yourself over and over again. So you're so busy explaining why the area of difference you're right, that you can never see the other side of the issue of the flaw. First thing you have to start from positive foot. That's also Nichlal. And this Mishnah of Hashemite tells us, Peter, he's my enemy. He's the competition. Someone is trying to ruin you. In all situations, you're always better off. See, so you play almost every right. A couple of other than the same one in the office. This is the end of the Zugos. And here we see the way that the two extreme midos of Shammai and Hillel, one of the Nivus, one of Ahava, Hillel, and the Kapdonus of Shammai, are not a machlokes. It's not a machlokes, either this, not that. But there are two sides of a coin that both together, each one applied at the proper place, is the Shlemus HaTorah. This is what the Zugos come to teach us. This one taught us the understanding of Avraham. This one taught us the understanding of Yira. And the Torah, just the third Amud, right, we had Torah avoided in Yiras Basadim. Avoid is the side of Yira. Chesed is the side of Chesed. Torah is the side that brings Emes, Hashal, and Nehemiah. It brings them both together. That's the side of these Messiahs that we've been learning to see first the two sides of the coin, each one individually, to see the importance of each thing in its proper place, and also the Divrei Torah that shows that these were Azugos, they work together. These are not some flakeless enemies. These are people that each one's word enhanced and fulfilled and gave the total picture of the others. This is the end of the series of those type of Mishnayos that we were learning, where the Avon Yerim Mishnayos of the Azugos, the Yisiris HaTorah, which gives us this, you say, the Torah of Avodah Gnus Hasadim, half of the year and Torah, which is the combination of the two. Yes, sir.
When we say we possibly like Hillel now, so what does that mean in terms of me behaving where this Mishnah tells me to behave?
This one right now?
Yeah. Well, anything in Shammai's name.
Well, that's what we just explained right now.
Yeah.
Is that I explained Shammai lahalacha.
Right.
We explain now Shammai to the degree that it's no steer at all, it's no machlokes. But it's something that's mashlim teres meisel. And there are two sides of the coin, and Shammai, kapdonos, has its place. Machlokes are the difference between Shammai and Hillel is a question of emphasis. And the halacha, in other words, we're saying the advantage for the hamoinam, generally, for the klal. Is that if you have a choice, making your basic reader a nivus, a basic reader kabdonis is two dangerous. Allah is a nivus.
In other words, if you can see to do both, find that.
Right. So, but that there is the element of kabdonis that we have. That's this gives the beauty explanation of this Mishnah. Mm-hmm. That there are areas where there's no Mr. Nice Guy. Mr. Nice Guy is Mr. Finished.
Unicorn of Basil.
Nice Guy is finished last.
Mm-hmm.
There are times Unicorn of Basil question. And here, the last part of the Mishnah, we heard even deeper. There are times when Mr. Nice Guy is not Mr. Nice Guy. Since you're being so nice and you're so easygoing, so you're not going to think that by him he's going to take it difficult, and you're not going to be careful to make sure not to insult him. Just such a little simple thing. I do give him such a warm good morning in the morning. I gave him last week, or before, last time I saw him. This time I had something on my mind. So if I went all with Base Hillel, I wouldn't get so involved in it. I think it's so important. So he says, no, Mr. Nice Guy on your side, not on your friend's side. He may get insulted. He may feel bad. He may need that extra push in the morning of that good greeting. Or he may not even realize it by it take away his whole matzav ruach for the fact that he didn't smile to him. If he would have realized, he would say, oh, that's nothing. He didn't even realize it. He just comes in and, what happens when he's taking off his tefillin, the guy that usually speaks a few words at the end of the show,
that's what some of the sani
No, not exactly. That's not just a religion. It's telling you that a person can't measure his feelings and what's important to be careful with by what would bother him. There are certain things that you have to make blanket rules. You can never know.
There's what?
You can, if Shammai is telling you, you can never know.
Yeah.
Certain things that you have to always be marked on. Right? This is a big one. It says you'll never lose by it. Kavod kolam seva kol in the office. The person always has a responsibility. Everybody needs it. Everybody deserves it. Nobody's too big or too small. I'm a kid. Even if it's your kid. Certainly if it's your kid. And an adult, an important person. Everybody needs a warm greeting. Always. Again and again, every time you meet
him. Warm greeting.
A warm greeting. A telephone to say in front of the office. To smile.
Say you don't. Smile. So do you do tshuva?
I didn't do tshuva.
Do tshuva. You didn't smile, and then the kid gets hurt, or whatever. The wife gets insulted, or whatever. Whatever the mitzvah is. You didn't smile.
Yeah.
So according to this.
How do you put it right?
Yeah.
So I have a rule. I have a rule, this is my house. Right? I cannot judge a child only by the activity that he did. But if I know that his misbehaving is a result of my not giving him the attention that he deserved, doesn't get punished. It doesn't mean he gets prized for it. But I have to recognize with it all of a sudden, boom, come in the door, just as it happened on the other day. Just as my wife, what was the reason I wasn't paying attention to the kid? Because my wife was telling me what a great day it was with the kids. They were perfect. Okay? And I was listening to her, and I thought, you know, even the kids would have liked to hear you. I was telling you, put me forward, not me. They wanted me to look at the Lego. They built this
big tower, yeah.
And that big was like, Lego. You gotta look at the Lego. There's a tower, right? And I was too busy listening to him telling me how good kids they are. And it's seconds. Before I turned around, they were out.
They were what?
They were out of the room. Before I turned around, for seconds, they were out of the room. Out of the room. Didn't take 2 minutes later, they were crying, they were fighting, something got broken, it was a tragedy. Everybody's upset. Okay. So my wife, they were so good, now they ruined it, what's going on? Whoops. Set their phones off. Well, you were busy telling me how good they were. I ignored the Lego. She said, watch. Something about true. They went in there, and they know when they do something wrong. So they needed attention. They didn't get it the nice way, so there are different ways of getting attention. And they thought they were going to get the kind of attention that they deserved. What they did. I ignored completely at first what they did. And I said, who's that Lego? I involved in what you do. And everybody was happy. After everybody was happy, she said, what's that on the floor? What happened? Well, I'm crying. You like to come home, you want to show me the Lego? I was speaking to Ima. You didn't, you wait a minute, I'll look at the Lego. This, I like to
totally different story.
Okay. Oh, I can hear it. There's no purpose in reading. I have a game to attend. Oh, I'm sorry. Made up. Yeah, made it up. They fixed what was broken. Everything's okay. But that, yeah, the person has to see whether. A lot of times you can't realize. Sometimes you don't realize, especially not only with children, also with wives. A lot of times it's because you didn't give her the attention that she needed. It's not just a smile, sometimes it's more than that. So that's a rule of thumb. Whenever a wife seems to be upset beyond what the situation warrants, where it seems that the situation is just a place for a Baal Chayiv to be greater than his play, right? And we assume that you missed a message. It's your fault. Some of these messages you need a little Kodesh to understand, but the assumed rule of thumb is signals going out that you weren't paying attention.
Right.
You weren't understanding, you missed some message, back up, give attention, listen to her, find out what's going on, don't go over the little thing that she's trying to make an issue out of. When you finish making attention, giving her what she needs, right? Then you go back to the subject that people were so upset about before, and all of a sudden it fixed itself up very quickly. It wasn't really such a big issue. All right, we'll do it the other way. You want it your way.
Rule of thumb.
In wives, husbands and wives, especially from the husband to the wife, the person's upset, the reason doesn't seem... So the natural reaction is the reverse. You're getting upset at me for no good reason, so I'm upset at you double. No good reason, yeah. There's
key. One lesson.
Yeah.
Besides, he only has space in his behavior and his heart and intelligence to pursue one of these mitos, one of the two alternatives, more rigidly, or let's say more efficiently. His sensitivities run, and it's easier for him, whatever, let's take the case, he can go for a shop. It's easier for him to greet somebody with cheerful confidence and take the responsibility himself, okay, than to be than to cobble on himself that when somebody insults him, he doesn't go crazy. Okay? And basically, that's it. He feels that's all the energy he has. When people insult him, he doesn't realize it. He keeps quiet and he doesn't feel any bad things. There'll be all kinds of tremendous yogfulness and whatever. He don't work for him. He just can't hack it. But, you know, smile at everybody and he's good at that for some reason. So any kind of varying in that. There's anything wrong with that, because we say we hold by the Hillel and the Pashat. Is there something wrong there?
These halachas here, when we say that halal, are not something that a person all have to do certain personality types. Everybody is who they are. There's no aspect of halacha in here. Mm-hmm. Each person is supposed to be the type of person they are. There are people that are shamai type of personalities, mm-hmm. and they have to be very good shamai personalities.
Very careful. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous. Right.
If they are a shamai personalities have to watch. It's very easy. They have to accept a difficult realization that most people do not like shamai personalities in and of further reason than your shamai personality. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of people you're going to feel insulted by that actually are not treating you nicely. It's for this reason. Right. You know how you overcome it? Shamai. They know you to be a shamai, but the shamai who's not shamai will have a stern countenance. Yeah. Person with a shamai personality is a very rigid and likes everything to be exactly just right. He especially has to overcome barriers that are naturally between his type of personality and most other personality types. And he especially has to be the one who goes out of his way to be the nice guy in the Kabbalah in the office. So that's a question of the barrier. That's a question of the emphasis that a person has to have.